Hello everyone and welcome to episode 15 of Tibble Nibbles. So today I took advantage of the 50% off deal that Meat Mission were doing. So I debated which one to go to because I was in the centre of London and I thought, well, I'll go to the one on my way home, and I went to the one in Islington. So I've been to Meat Mission before in Hoxton, Shoreditch, wherever it is. And while I love the food, I found in the inside it was incredibly dark and the music was incredibly loud, which, being a curmudgeonly old fart that I am, I didn't really like too much. I thought the music was good. I just thought having to yell at someone across the table is not great for a restaurant. There, I think I had, I mean, this is a few years ago now, I think I had cheeseburger and dead hippie fries, and I liked it, not enough to brave the music and go back. I thought it would be good to go and try the one in Islington and see how that was. It's a little bit of walk from the station. I went to Angel and then walked up. It's about 15 minutes, I think. And you sort of go down and in. And when you get in, wow, what a place. I love the decor. The music was great. Not too loud. It wasn't too dark. But possibly it being the middle of the day probably helped. I'm actually out to dinner tonight, which I'm going to do a review of later. So I didn't have too much to eat, though. There were lots of things on the menu that I like the look of. I'd heard great things about the Dead Hippie Burger, so I had one of those. And I tried the cheese fries. I'm a big fan of cheese fries. I pretty much, if they're on the menu, I will order them. I do get a bit judgy if it's just cheese melted on the top, and I like them to be sort of the cheese all the way through, so you get a little bit of cheesy chips every time you every fry you have. I didn't have anything to drink. I just had water because it's the middle of the day and I know I'm going to have a couple of drinks later. I had that. The service was really nice. The people in there were lovely. I like the thing. I think there's like a jukebox thing in there where you can choose your own tunes. I'm not quite sure how that works, but it did look quite interesting. I like the fact that it was an open kitchen, so you could have a look and see what the people were doing. The food arrived pretty quickly. It wasn't particularly busy. There were probably about four or five tables, I think, with people on it. And obviously it was just me, and I had a pretty simple order. So the food arrived pretty quickly. One thing that I did like is the cheese fries came with onions on. They said, do you want onions? I said, absolutely. I like onions. Plus, I'm not going to be breathing on anybody until later on. So that's good. I had those. And I don't know about you guys. It would be interesting to know, when you get burger and fries, do you eat the burger first, do you eat the fries first, you go between one or the other? Now, when I get cheese fries, I always eat those first because I like to eat them while the cheese is still melty and the fries are still nice and crispy. And I was super impressed with the fries. I thought they were really light and fluffy, really crispy on the outside, just the right amount of soggy with the cheese. And the cheese was actually sort of underneath and in the middle, so I'm not quite sure how they make it. I'm assuming they do like one layer of fries, put the cheese on, another layer of fries, and then put the cheese on, a little bit of cheese on top with the onions. The thing that really made it was the onions. The onions were super fierce. It was great. I don't know where they get their onions from. I wish I could find them in my greengrocers, because generally the onions you seem to get now are all a bit lifeless. They taste of onions, but they don't really have that bite that you get. These ones were, you know, almost made your eyes water. It was fantastic. The cheese was really nice, beautifully melted. The chips were great. The fries, sorry, they're very clear that they're fries, not chips. The fries were lovely. And so that was really good. And then we went on to the burger, and I thought the burger was all right. If you'd have just told me it was a cheeseburger, I don't think I would have questioned it. I don't quite know where the taste from being fried in mustard and having the dead hippie sauce, what the dead hippie sauce actually tastes like. I did actually check on my receipt to make sure that the waiter had actually put in that I wanted a dead hippie burger, because I thought I just got a cheeseburger, but apparently not. No, I got that. It was very nice. All the accoutrements were really nice. I like the fact that you got a load of gherkins on. I'm a big fan of those. But I did find that the meat was well cooked, but it was quite gristly. I found sort of three or four bits of unchewable sort of crunchy oddness in there, or not really crunchy. I couldn't crunch them up, so I just swallowed them. I'm sure it's fine. So it was nice. It's not going to break into my top three. Probably won't break into my top five in terms of favourite burger places, but I'm happy I went. I thought it was great value. I spent less than a tenner on a burger and fries. You can't really go wrong at 50% off. I think, you know, even at full price, I certainly wouldn't have complained. If I was out in Islington and people said, oh, let's go to Meat Liquor and have a burger, I'd say, absolutely, yeah, I would be well up for that. Would I do what I do with somewhere like Dip and Flip, where I would happily make a special journey from Camden to Brixton, specifically to go and eat it? I don't think I would, but I still think it's a good place, and it's a place that's worthwhile going to. So that was my quick review. I've realised I've been going quite long for the last few and going into like super lots of detail. This one I think is quite a lot simpler because it was lunch and it was in and out pretty quickly. I'm going out to Holy Smoke in Wimbledon. When I first went, it was number one on TripAdvisor about 3 years ago, and as far as I can see, it's been in the top five ever since then, I think with justification. I really like it. It would be good to see how the menu's changed recently, what different things he's doing, because I haven't been for probably 9 months or so. So it would be I'm really looking forward to going and seeing what the food's like now. Right, well, that's your lot. Hopefully you've enjoyed this review. If you want to get in contact with me, you can email me, tibblenibbles@gmail.com. That's tibblenibbles@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter @tibblenibbles, or you can leave a comment at the bottom of the page on the website, which is www.tibblenibbles.com. There'll be another review coming probably tomorrow.